White, Henry Nichols, 1847 to 1863. Eldest son of James and Ellen White, born in Gorham, Maine. Published sources focus on two crisis periods in Henry White's short life, his infancy and his last sickness. During his first 14 months, Henry twice came close to death through serious illness. Each time, he was dramatically healed after prayer. These crises brought into sharp relief the conflict between Henry's welfare and the constant travel and hardships of James and Ellen White during this early stage of the movement. After much heartache, they made the decision to leave Henry with trusted friends, the family of Stockbridge Howland in Topsham, Maine, where he lived from the age of 1 to 6. When Henry caught pneumonia at age 16 and became convinced that he would not survive, he was distressed, not so much over his impending death as over the fact that he did not feel spiritually prepared to die. Remember that the deathbed is a poor place to prepare for an inheritance in the second life, he implored his young friends in a dictated message from his bedside. In the few days that remained, Henry set about pleading with God for pardon and acceptance, after which he seemed to enjoy peace of mind and the blessing of God. A sketch of Henry White's life, together with a gripping account of his last sickness, was subsequently published. Advertised as being of the deepest interest to every youth, it sold by the thousands.